T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to go to our ABC News correspondent in Dallas, Texas now. Jim Ryan joins us to update us on the situation of that shooting of a woman in her home by a Fort Worth officer during what was called a welfare check. He's been arrested and charged with murder now, Jim?
Yes, that charge came last night. Aaron Dean on Sunday, the day after the shooting happened, had tendered his resignation. The Fort Worth police chief, the interim chief, said that he intended to fire him or would have done that had Dean not turned in his resignation beforehand, but he did. But then, by yesterday, he was facing murder charges. It's moving along very quickly. Dean posted a $200,000 bond last night, John, and left jail.
And was there a tactical reason to resign for, it surprised me to hear that a police officer would give up, I guess, whatever protection comes from being an officer of the law in a situation like this. What's the reason
for
it?
It's possible he saw the handwriting that he was going to be let go anyway, and there may be no protection from the police union or anything else. There will be a continuing a civil service investigation within the police department, and also a third party, probably the Texas Rangers, will be called in to conduct a separate and independent investigation of the shooting.
Mm-hmm. So what do we know about the actual circumstances that led to this killing?
A neighbor of a Tatiana Jones, this is south of downtown Fort Worth and east of Interstate 35W, called early in the morning on Saturday because he noticed that his neighbor's door was open. The front door was open. He knew a Tatiana Jefferson, and he knew the 8-year-old nephew who lived there in that house. He got concerned enough to call the police and say, hey, look, my neighbor's doors, the front door is wide open, the screen door is closed. So the police were out there on a welfare check, in other words, just to make sure everything was okay.
Okay.
Body cam video of the incident from Aaron Dean, his own body cam, shows the two officers getting out of their vehicle, walking up to the house, going in through a gate into the backyard, looking through some windows. The second window they got to, apparently Dean saw someone inside. You really don't see on the body cam video a person inside, but Dean clearly saw someone. He yells, show me your hands, show me your hands. But within a second, just literally a second, a shot is fired and Tatiana Jones, Jefferson is shot to death. He did not identify himself as a police officer. I think that's a big problem here. That may be a major reason that he was going to be fired regardless.
Mm-hmm. So not identifying himself as a police officer, and at first I read that it was only one officer, but in fact it was two that arrived on the scene. That makes a difference.
There was a second officer behind him, his partner, I suppose, who was there on the scene as well.
Yeah.
He did not fire a shot, obviously. He was back behind Officer Dean. Dean's been with the department since April of 2018. Hasn't been there for long, but has fully trained and was a certified peace officer.
Now, of course, these things always go into a racial examination. I'm understanding that the police officer's white, the victim here is black. How is that playing in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Well, as you would expect, this is another incident like this. And Fort Worth is a city of about 875,000 people. Mm-hmm. As of October 14th of last night, there had been 8 officer-involved shootings and 10 of them in 2018. So it's been a busy couple of years regarding, police and community activity. And so I think they're sort of looking at this in a broader sense, that it's not just a black-white issue. It seems to be a police issue when you have so many police-involved shootings in a city of about 900,000.
And is it a large number? I'm sorry if I just missed that.
It is. So there have been 8 this year.
Okay.
This is strictly officer-involved shootings. Last year, there were 10 altogether.
Uh-huh.
The racial breakdown, one man was Hispanic, 5 people were white, 3 black men, 1 black woman, according to police records.
But is there a reason for them? I mean, in this case, it seems like it would be hard to come up with some explanation that would be reasonable for this to happen, other than, I guess, right, the cop freaked out and shot somebody shouldn't have shot. But if we look at the other data, were there reasons for those shootings that are understandable for an objective analyst to appreciate?
Well, undoubtedly, yeah, because, I mean, you don't see criminal charges in those other cases, generally. This one, you know, there clearly was something wrong here. Yeah. I think what people are looking for is a change in training procedures so that people, you know, there's a de-escalation element that goes into it before a gun is drawn, yeah, and somebody ends up shot to death.
Ugh, awful story. I appreciate you bringing us up to date on it. Jim Ryan, our ABC News correspondent in Dallas-Fort Worth this morning. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.